The book of John 6 and verse 9. The Bible said, "There's a lad here which hath five barley loaves and two small fishes. But what are they among so many?" And Jesus said, "Make the men sit down." Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. Would you lift your hands one more time, ask the Holy Ghost to help us and anoint us this morning. Lord, I appreciate you for what you've done this far. I ask you to anoint us, the Spirit of God again in the altar, and we'll praise you for it. In Jesus' name. I want to preach, and it's going to sound simple, I understand that. But I want to preach a simple thought this morning for a few minutes on what Jesus, in essence, asked this young man. Really, what he asked him in so many words is, "Can I have your lunch?" That's what I want to preach this morning. The setting that we find here, that Christ had been teaching these people all day. They were in a desert place. It was hot. It was dry. It was a nasty place. They didn't have anything to eat. They didn't have any food. They'd been there all day, and the disciples are ready to send these men away. Jesus tells his disciples to give them something to eat. And Lord, there's not enough food here. We don't have any food. There's 5,000 men. Now, I'm not a math whiz like Brother Joey Dean, but 5,000, if half of them were married, add another 2,500 to 7,500. This is just a scenario, all right? The chances are there was a lot more than 5,000 people if there were 5,000 men. So understand here Sunday night, I don't know, just guessing, there may have been 500, 550, I don't know, Monday night. So 5,000 people is an awful lot of people. And here they are, the disciples are in the predicament. Lord, what in the world are we going to do with all of these hungry people? And you imagine, I imagine some of you's probably got a pretty good idea what it feels like to be outside and hot and sweaty and there's nothing to drink. Where's my man, Brother Donnell at? I've been picking with Brother Donnell this week. There he is, out in a desert place. It's 100-something degrees. But that's the setting that we find right here. Understand, there's no restaurants. They're not going to order pizza. There's not going to be a quick fix to this problem. They are in a very bad situation. Understand, they're not just hungry. This could turn into a very dangerous situation to have this many hungry, thirsty, tired, and weary people, and there's no way to give them what they need. But I looked at it this morning as I was praying, and here's a young boy, a young person, in verse number 9 that has a lunch. Understand, he's got 5 loaves and 2 small fishes. In other words, he's got enough just for himself. He's got enough for himself. So when we look at it this morning, and Jesus goes to this young man, and he asks him, "Can I have your lunch?" Now what do you think this morning if the young man would have said no? You think Christ would have snatched it out of his hand? I don't believe he would have. If he would have said, "Master, what I have to offer isn't all of that much. What I have to give won't go very far in a crowd this size. All I have is just 5 loaves and 2 small fishes. It's barely enough for me. I don't feel like what I've got to offer you would really amount to a whole lot." But what the young man did, he just gave what he had to the Lord. And then from that small token, from that small gift, Jesus Christ took what one young man had. And the crowd, even the disciples, looked on it and said, "Lord, we're thankful he's got what he has, but it's really not that much." They said, "What is that among so many?" What the disciples were saying is, what this young man has to offer is really not that important in the situation that we're in. All of the people's hungry and they're looking. The disciples are saying, "What this young boy has is not that important." I don't know, and I know it's not the adults we have here this morning, because they're here to support this youth camp. But I've seen that type of spirit before, where people kind of, and some of you probably felt it. I remember I did as a young man. Sometimes you get the feeling that you're inferior. Sometimes you get the feeling that because you're young, people really don't take you serious. And you got to prove, and you got to reach a certain age. And adults sometimes look and they say, well, that's a young person. And you feel that pressure that you're really not that important. And what you've got really doesn't matter. But here's one young man, it doesn't seem like he's got very much to offer, so considering what's going on around him. But how many of you know the old song said, little is much when God's in it, and the man give Christ his lunch. And from what one young man was willing to do, Jesus Christ took what one young person did, and he was able to bless an entire multitude of adults, because one young man was willing to say, Lord, I don't thank you so much, and I don't know if you can use it at all, but if you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. I'm more than willing. I'm willing to give what I've got. It don't seem like much, and I don't think it's all that important, but I'm willing to give you what I've got. I think that's why Jesus, understand something, young people. You're not down here and us up here. Do you understand? If anything in the eyes of Christ, it's the other way around. I know there's no respect to persons with God, but he had to discipline his disciples. He had to discipline the adults, but you never see him cracking down hard on it. Why? Because he knows he's molding and making. You remember when the disciples seen a bunch of young kids? They said, Lord, get rid of them. Get them out of here. And the Lord rebuked them and said, suffer the little children to come unto me. I'm not calling you little children, but I'm drawing a scenario this morning that Jesus Christ is interested in what young people have to offer him this morning. Oh, hallelujah. I want you to know, I felt this on my heart before I got here. To preach to you this morning, that there's some of you under the sound of my voice. I didn't know it when I got here, but God is talking to some of your hearts, and he's come to ask you a question this morning. Are you willing to give him what you've got? Understand the importance of it. We understand Christ. He could have done whatever he wanted to do. He could have made bread, whatever. But that's not the story the Bible give us. This whole multitude is depending on the decision of one young man. What are you going to do? Are you going to give it to God? Are you going to harbor it? Are you going to hide it? Do you remember the story where Christ, where the good man, he give to each one different talents? To one, he give five, one, two, and one the other. And then it was up to them to do with it what God had talked to them about. And that's the burden I feel on my heart this morning, that some of you young people, you get the feeling sometimes you're not really all that important, and people really don't take you serious, and what you've got to offer, it really wouldn't amount to much anyway. But I want to preach to some young people this morning. As I look across the congregation, I see great potential. I don't know, but as I look this morning across this congregation, the potential that I see right here, Brother Pascarella, it's untold. Only eternity will tell. I don't know, but years down the road, I've got a feeling in my heart. There's some young people under the sound of my voice, that right here this morning, Jesus Christ in this youth camp already has come to you and knocked on your heart. And in so many words, what he said is, can I have your lunch? Can I have what you've got? I know you don't think it's enough, and I know you won't think it'll do anything, but you'd be surprised to see what Christ can do with one young man or with one young woman that's willing to give him everything, that's willing to surrender and sell out and say, Lord, I don't have much to offer, but what I do have is yours, and I'm willing to give it all to you. How many churches and how many revivals and how many youth groups have been set on fire by one young person, by one young man, or by one young lady that got on fire for God and said, God, I'm yours 100%. I don't feel like I can do much, and I don't even know if I can do what you're asking me to do, but I'm willing to try. I was talking to someone about my personal testimony. When I was a younger man, 16, 17, I felt that inferiority. I felt like, and probably for a good reason, I wasn't as serious as I should be. But I felt like, Sister Guthrie, that I just wasn't ever amount to nothing. I felt like that I wasn't being taken serious. I'd pray. You know what? As time rocked on and God began to deal with my heart, I remember my second semester of my senior year in high school, I prayed through. And when I did, I began to feel a call on my heart to preach the gospel. And you see me now, and I mean, I'm a talker, and I like people, but I wasn't that way then. I was shy. I was backwards. I wouldn't get in front of a group of people. I didn't want to give a book report. I didn't want to do nothing. I didn't know nothing about preaching. I didn't know nothing about studying. I didn't know any of that at all. And I still don't know much now. But I told the Lord, I remember I told you about the other night, in so many words, I told the Lord, God, I don't feel like I'll do very good, and I don't feel like I may go very far, but I'm willing to give it a shot. And you know what? God took that little bit of effort, and understand me, if there's anything good that comes out of this morning, it's because why? Because I give it to Christ, and He took it and multiplied it and broke it. I want to tell you something, young people, under the sound of my voice, you're sitting here this morning wondering, what in the world am I going to do? You're not always going to be young. You're not always going to be in youth camp. God's got a plan and God's got a purpose, and He's wanting to use you for the furtherance of the kingdom of heaven. What's amazing to me is you look across a crowd like this, and chances are there's preachers' wives sitting right here this morning. There may be missionaries' wives sitting here this morning. There's youth pastors and evangelists and deacons and Sunday school teachers right here under the sound of my voice that Christ is holding out His hand and saying, understand, you can be a blessing. Some of the greatest blessings I've ever got was by young people. There's nothing. I told Angela a while ago, we were just talking, and I said, man, I love this. This is what I love. I love a lot of things, but there's nothing I love more than to see young people getting in and getting blessed and letting God use their lives and letting God touch them. And I'm telling you, I know it's simple, and I understand that, but it's what I feel on my heart. Christ is calling to some young people this morning, and I understand when a preacher says something like that, everybody's mind automatically goes, wow, who's going to preach? That's not necessarily what I'm saying. Could be. But understand, not every one of you is going to preach. Not every one of you is going to go and travel the world and all of that. But understand, that's not what Christ is looking for. He's not looking for, what He's looking for is a young person that will make themselves available. One that will pray through, get full of the Holy Ghost, and say, Lord, I'm not much and I'm young, but whatever I can do for you, I'll do it. Throughout the Bible, there's accounts of young people that made an impact on history. Do you remember the greatest king Israel ever had? David. I understand it's elementary. But understand, he didn't start out David slaying his 10,000s and Saul his thousands. He didn't start out on a throne. He started out as a young man. But the hand of God was on him. From the time he was a young, ruddy lad in somewhere keeping his father's sheep, but the hand of God was upon him, and God was molding him, and God was making him. You remember the great deliverer, Moses? The Bible said that when Moses come to years, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. choosing rather to suffer affliction with the children of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Moses was a young man, but God had his hand on his life. We see Moses as a deliverer, as a patriarch, but he started out as a young man. David was a young man. Josiah was a young man. All through the Bible, there's young people, but the hand of God was on them from their youth. I'm persuaded this morning that the hand of God is on some young people right here in Broxton, Georgia, and he's waiting on your response. His hand is out saying, can I have what you've got? I know you don't feel it, but if you'll give me what you got, I'll do things you never dreamed of. I'll be honest with you. I started preaching. I was 18. We preached in the jails, the DYS. And Brother Pascarella, I never dreamed in a million years I'd be standing before a group of young people like this. Well, I feel the Holy Ghost. Because I've been where you're at. I hope, I don't know, Aaron told me a while ago, he said, I didn't know you was that old. I said, boy, I ain't old. I hope I can still relate somewhat because I'm still fairly young. I've been right where you're sitting at youth camp. Your mind's in all different places. But understand me this morning, there's some young people right here that God's got his hand on your life. I feel the Holy Ghost. I don't know what he wants. I'm not omniscient. I don't know everything, but I know enough about the Holy Ghost to know he's got his hand on some young people, and he's waiting on a response from you. Lord, I don't know how it's going to work out. I don't know what we're going to do, Lord, but I'll just give it to you, and we'll cross that bridge when we get there. And believe me, brother, sister, whatever God's got for you is better than anything the world's got. And whatever God's got in store for you, it's the best thing in your life. I wouldn't trade this right here. I wouldn't trade this opportunity to preach to you to be anything else. I wouldn't give it up, Brother Pascarella. If somebody said, come, I'll send you to college. I'll send you to law school. I'll send you to med school. I'll send you here. I'd have to say, no, thank you. I'm doing what I, and I'm telling you something, young people. God will call you into something. He'll put a love in your heart for it. And it'll be the best thing you've ever experienced. You're worried about all. Don't worry about all down the road. Just worry about surrendering everything to God. And let God work out all the details. And God can make something out of your life. That's what I want to see in this youth camp. I want to see somebody surrender. Just throw it. God, here I am. Here I am. I'll do whatever you want me to do. A lot of people's worried about, well, I may have to do this. I may have to do that. That's not up to you. What you need to worry about is surrendering everything to God. And then you and God work it out. That's what I feel in my heart this morning. Christ is asking you, can I have your lunch? Are you going to give it to him this morning, young people? Are you going to hold it back? Do you understand there would have been a lot of mad, hungry, tired, worn out people if that boy would have said, you're not getting my lunch. I ain't giving you my lunch. I'm going to hold what I got. I'm going to bury my talent. But because what one young man did, they were a blessing. How many of us know this morning that sitting right here on our pews is the ability to be a blessing to people all across this country, all across this South Georgia area? Can I have your lunch? That's the question Jesus is asking. Would you stand with me? You want to give another altar? Or? Sister Becky, is she in here? We'll get us a song. I know I preached elementary to you this morning, young people, but I really feel on my heart Jesus is calling some of you to a deeper experience. That could be the wall. Brother Brad said something about some of you praying up to a wall. That very well could be what some of you is dealing with this morning. Hey, you don't have to be scared of what God's going to do to you. The best hands you can be in is His. Let Him guide your life. You get up here praying this morning. Something comes to your mind. What about this? God, I don't know about it, but I'll do whatever you want me to do. That's the only way you'll ever get total victory. Because understand the gifts and the callings of God. without repentance. God places a call on your life, it'll be there. And you'll never, ever have peace. You'll never be happy. You'll never have contentment until you do whatever it is that God is wanting you to do. As she plays, let's gather back in this altar for a little while. This is what it's all about, young people. Jesus is asking you this morning, are you going to give him what you got? Are you going to surrender what you've got to him? Are you going to hold it back? Are you going to bury it in the sand? Come on, young people. God's got a plan for your life. God's wanting to bless you. God's wanting to use you. God's wanting to help you. You got to surrender it to him this morning. Give him 100%. He won't lead you wrong. Sell out to him 100% this morning. Be willing to do whatever he deals with your heart about.